In the liquid state, particles move at a faster speed than in the solid state. These particles are still bound together by intermolecular forces, but the forces are much weaker than in solids. And this allows the particles in a liquid to move around more freely, which causes liquids to have less rigid shapes than solids. So, using water as our example, comparing it in its liquid state to its solid state, in its solid state, the bonds holding the intermolecular forces holding the particles together are fairly strong, which causes them there to be a little space between individual particles and causes them to have a very rigid shape, as opposed to a puddle of water where the intermolecular forces are weaker, which allows the particles to move more freely and causes the liquid form of water to have a much less structured shape. So if you imagine an ice cube melting on a countertop, it starts from a solid in a very rigid, defined shape, and as it melts, the water slowly spreads out and adopts a more free-flowing shape that would, for example, spread out along a countertop.